The aftermath shows an attack that was deliberate and sustained, with around a half dozen explosions. The Americans firing with drones clearly didn't want to miss their target. Iran's general Qasem Soleimani. He'd reportedly just gotten into Iraq from Beirut and was leaving Baghdad airport when he was killed in a convoy of vehicles along with a top Iraqi militia leader. President Trump tonight.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And here he goes.
Episode 192, coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio, World War III.
Goddamn right, people. The end is near. We got a guest in the house. DJ Double A?
DJ Two A's.
DJ Two A's, straight out of Chico. He made the trek.
That's right. It's like two
for
chains.
This batch of podcasts.
That is correct. About to be back to back to back to back.
A's?
Three back World War III. Champions.
three-time World War champions.
Another
USA,
World War.
Hey, motherfucker.
Sounds pretty shitty to me. But they might take out New York.
We're going to be like Hulkamaniacs. We're just going to get out there and rip our shirts off because we're all fucking high on prescription pills, right?
Our poor people are the most well-resourced army in the world.
I mean, you get a free college education if you make it back.
Family gets $400,000 if you die over there.
That's anyway. That's like $600,000 under Trump, right? With the tax cuts, that's it.
So you'll hear a lot of punk songs about World War III, a lot of other rap songs. Yeah.
Let's listen.
2AA. Is that what it is?
2AAs, motherfucker.
2AAs.
Yay, yay.
This is our first. We're already retarded. Anyway, thanks for listening. Here comes some more music.
Tri-tip on the grill, bitches.
Oh, we got to hear it sizzling. Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Crickle crackle, motherfucker.
And treason.
emergency, 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 emergency.
Stand by alert.
World War
Three.
Then I'm
Just close your eyes. Spidey.com.
Hans Briggs? Oh, no! Oh, hello. Great to see you again, Hans.
Mr. Ill, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay, Hans?
Then let me look around so I can ease the UN's collective mind.
Hans, you're breaking my balls here, Hans. You're breaking my balls.
I'm sorry, but the UN must be firm with you. Let me see your whole palace or else.
Or else what?
Early morning, spread my wings yawning. Vague memory of last night, now it's all dawning. Look down and see, drop blood all on my garment. It stained up my guest formers, cap let enormous. I hopped up, out of my bed, holding my head. Flashbacks of gunshots shot past my head. I could recall, an 8-man brawl, 3-man fall. Bullets flew, had to drop my man behind the wall. Left a wet trail, delivered these slug like airmail. Directly at the cat that made my man blood spill. An eye for an eye, you know my science of life. Is you men or mice, thugs or the cowardly type? For every rhyme I write, recites everyday life. Queen Bridge streets at night, even more trife. Hold me down, son, never sleep. Danger lurk, niggas creep. Doing they dirt, never in peace. By myself, foreverly bent. Pause, reeking with the foul, look at scent. Losing track of loot spent, but ain't no time for that. It's 96, kid, on point like a motherfucker. Similar to pyramids, you listening? Ayo, hey, it's on like that, you know what I'm saying? Once you bust that, no turning back, poppin'. Till he droppin', it ain't no stopping. Hit him up, fill him with the slug toxin. Eyes in back of my head, steadily watching. Pass the heat to the clicker, just like John Stockton. And let them all take it to the hoop. We coming straight up the middle, and one no doubt true. I kick reality shit, that you can feel like you're holding it. Grab a hold of this, grip tight like it's your last bit. Futuristic, high-tech computer chip lyric. It's beyond the year 2000, so dominant. Confident niggas is conquering. Overminding, my mob done did it again. Vertical rap, straight up and down, my wolf pack. I go at the whole globe, attack the map. Ambassador P with Strengthly. Strip your sleeve, rub the stripes. You're branded for the rest of your life. Now you can sit back and cherish the time that we spent. A foul memory of Tim Boots, rights and lefts and razors. Your face get open for B.I. Maniac niggas get clapped and sent to triage. The story of my life, fool got shot, stabbed with knife. Make a weapon out of anything and take your life. Violence, follow me like a bitch with fatal attraction. Scenes I track, drama, so action. Let's begin World War III. Mob Deep, infamous mob, rapanoid, QVC. My crew immune to this shit. Mega guns fight every night. Faggot ass niggas is dykes, nigga. Word up.
Gotta shut it down.
Yeah.
State your name, gangster.
Big Snoop Dogg.
Wow. Who are you representing?
West Coast. West.
You gonna hold it down?
Please believe me.
Enough said, then, nigga.
Hold on. Let's go. Let's make this official. Shine your boots and load your pistols. Pull out your best credentials, cause this'll be the official for the fictitious. Doggy dog and big swizzle. Nigga, blow the whistle. Smoking on some Bombay, the secondhand smoker. Get you, hit you, and make you all get the picture.
Dig this.
When was the last time you see me? Posted up, I soaked it up and sipping on some Remy. Believe me,
It ain't easy being daisy with these jealous rap niggas and these punk ass breezes. Man, I couldn't remember what they told me when I first came in the game, but things didn't change. Call it what you wanna, keep the heat up on the East Long Beach, California. Spinning like a toner, banging on the corner, hot like a sauna. Best to back up off of you, put this rap on you.
State your name, gangsta Scarface. Where you represent?
Motherfucking self.
You gonna hold it down?
God, enough said, right. Then, nigga.
High hoes, Scarface, and dog. Pulling the strings, you're in love. Bringing terror with this Beretta, I clutch in my palm. I'm scared, motherfucker, straight with my guerrilla tactics. Guaranteed my enemy die. It's a worldwide army alert for all soldiers. Either you rough ride rough, or roll over. It's a sick pick 'em up. So down on your knees, cause I'm sick of the disrespect. If you don't disrespect me, nigga, I'm the one these niggas call on.
When negotiations are halted and the time's up for the beating of the bosses, make them an offer that they can't refuse. They don't comply when I walk out, they stack these fools. I guess these niggas think they can't be moved. Realizing those dead niggas like they think they do. You fuck with me, I got to fuck with you. World War III, motherfucker, I thought you knew.
State your name, youngster.
Young one.
Where you representing?
ATL, shawty.
You gonna hold it down?
Damn right.
Well, enough said then.
It's up, man, nigga.
Let's go.
Shout it, pop a lot. Acting like you got a lot with all that fake ice on his watch. This nigga wanna get got. Coming to my city with all that hot shit in his fake ass clip. I'ma put some men in buses, wig him on some thugged out shit. You better be strapped, boy. I can love that, boy. Act, boy, I'ma break your back, boy. With a bat, boy. Where you at, boy? Hold up, I'm cold hearted. Damn right, I get retarded. I'm a youngin' and downhill, bitch. I'm the hardest you can hoop. High and talk that shit. I'ma stay low, keep it real, and show it come up. But when I bite, hoes don't feel that there. It's real down here. Watch your mouth, boy, you might get killed down here. I'm a ride or die, nigga. Put something in your eye, nigga. Get beside yourself, it's bye-bye, nigga. When it come to clock, cockin' and top poppin'. I'm the first to hit the block and go to war with the cops. Fuck, nigga.
State your name, gangster.
JD Kiss, nigga.
Who you representin'?
East Coast, dog.
Hold it down.
Why wouldn't I?
Enough said then, nigga.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on. If you fucking with the Kiss, you ain't gonna breathe. Only time I lick in the air is New Year's Eve. Sonny from Bronx Tale, you can't leave. Get kissed on your cheek, then you're meant to die. It's when the guns start popping and my temperature rise. You know my style. 20 niggas with 40 cows. 9 years ago, you was hollering shorty wow. Now I'm in the rap game, twisting these honeys out. Never left the crack game, still on the money route. I run through the industry looking for enemies. Y'all niggas sound sick. And jaded a remedy. Get shot in your eyes and mouth. Can't see, can't talk. When you fucking with the heart of New York. And that's fouler than swallowing pork. In the fuck with the feds, dog. And all push the prowl of the court. Toast on my lap, got the East Coast on my back.
How many times must I tell you, motherfucker?
Yeah,
we industry niggas. We in the streets, niggas.
You motherfucking rap riders forever.
Hey, yeah, now what?
Ride or die.
Yeah,
you talking.
It's cold.
So ride or die.
Oh.
You want it? We give it.
It's cold.
So ride or die. You started. We in the south. So ride or die.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
To me.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you, episode 192, World War III.
Peace, man. Everybody love everybody, you know? It's like, if we all just sat down at the table together and broke bread, then nobody would be dead, you know? It rhymes and shit, man.
And then the only people that were allowed to have guns would bust in and take all our money.
You know, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, man.
That is true. That is true. Excellent point.
Yeah, DJ at 2 A's.
That's what? Me.
Is that like AA? Like you're anonymously anonymous?
Yeah. My last name is a palindrome.
Fun fact.
Ah.
Spelled same forwards as backwards. Two A's in the middle.
Idiot. Who knew his last name?
I had an econ professor named Steve Price, and I told him we should open up an economic forecasting firm called Stats and Price.
The price is wrong, Bob.
The price is wrong, bitch!
Yeah, you know, that's like the law firm Dewey, Scroom, and Howe.
Nice. Hell yeah, it is. Donald Trump, like to give him a shout-out.
Speaking of shady law firms.
Sweet drone strike. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, as a human on the planet, shit's fucked up right now, people. Super pretty fucking up. Sideways out there. Not really sure that there's a positive solution, but for anybody that thinks that having your rights reduced in any way, minimalized in any way, is a positive thing, you're fucking out of your gourd, okay? The reason why the founding fathers of our Constitution put the Second Amendment in there is so that you could stop your own fucking government from being the assholes they are. So do something about it. That's the point.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, regardless of guns, World War III is something that we would want to stop, hopefully, our government from starting. We don't necessarily need guns to do it, just votes. That's ideally. Right.
Yeah.
That's the ideal outcome of the system, that we could peacefully have revolution. Like, I think that was the point of America, because the founding fathers went through so many revolutions, you know, bloody ones. And tried to set up a system where we could have a revolution anytime we needed to without war.
And made their head spin?
Soundtrack to a revolution part 4 coming up. But Vice featuring Christian Bale must be watched. It was a great film.
He's talking over me.
Don't reveal my secret identity in the first fucking episode, you fuck. It's DJ Matador.
It's 192 episodes, asshole.
Anyway, Vice featuring Christian Bale as Dick Cheney. Quite the film. Anyway, I recommend it. And I don't recommend nuking each other in World War III. Here comes some more music. Rhyme.
And a global catastrophe of treason.
Looking for a hand. sight. The boss is godlike. Conditioned workhorses bark at a stoplight. Seasoned vets with their feet in nets. A stone's throw away from a rock fight. But not tonight.
Feed them death.
Here comes another ration.
Feed them death.
Cause they're the finest in the nation.
Feed them death.
But it's nothing to feed them with. It's freedom or it's death.
Let them eat more. Let them eat more. That's how to ration the poor. We'll be right back.
Good evening, I'm Stefan Holt, and this is News 4 Now for Tuesday, January 7th. First up, the weather. We may see another flurry or two tonight. It's going to be windy tomorrow, and there's a chance of snow squalls. Turn out of breaking news, Iran's military has launched, quote, tens of missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. Military officials tell NBC News that Al-Asad Air Base west of Baghdad was hit by at least two rounds of rockets. As of 7 o'clock New York time, it wasn't clear if there was any damage to the base or injuries. State TV in Tehran reports that the attack is a revenge operation for the killing of General Qasem Soleimani. We'll be right back.
episode 192, closing out the show, World War III, Rhyme and Reason Radio.
Coming to you live from a bunker deep underground from the fallout shelter known as Prime Base Treason.
Yeah, there's a lot of stinky shit down here. It fucking sucks, man.
And Gower is Fallout Boy. The worst band ever.
The Simpsons character?
Bro, just because they're wearing fucking mascara Rainier doesn't make Wolfcastle. Me emo, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're right. It's your attitude that makes you emo.
Yep. We're in sack. This guy's wearing mascara.
I thought
mascara
it was the 21 Pilots hoodie, but...
Anyway, we got a new DJ in the house for this set of episodes. We're super pumped on it. 2A.
DJ 2A's.
2A's.
Talking about World War III, I would like to point out what I thought was hilarious. The way I learned about this was via social media, where most people get their news now. And I noticed the immediate coping reaction through memes. Everybody was afraid of World War III, and they just started making memes, making fun of it in order to cope with that.
That's
like,
true.
As a society, in an instant, it's super weird. I don't think people are taking it seriously enough. Memes are not going to stop World War III.
That's true. Why, Will's give a shout out.
Wait. But maybe that is the war. Maybe it is. Maybe World War III is a meme war. Fought through GIF.
I hope so. I hope it is a very cold meme war.
Yeah, I just hope both leaders get on Twitter and just every morning while they're taking a shit.
Russian meme farms. Just
take a shit on Twitter. Yep, they just spout off their Twitter posts. Like
taking a shit on Twitter, it's a shitter.
Twitter shitter.
Speaking of a shitter, okay, I was taking a shitter this morning. I was on Twitter, right, as Rhyme and Treason, mind you, okay.
That still exists?
It does, right? I created our most famous tweet to date, mind you. Mark this day in fucking
2011
of Rhyme and Treason history, that on this date, when the White House talked about how they were hosting LSU for winning the national championship, right, in college football, you are aware that they won, right?
Yeah.
I watched it live.
I only watched parts of it.
Go Clemson.
That's what I was saying the whole time.
Attaboy. All right. So my response to the White House was, wow, looks like since they're from Louisiana, I assume that POTUS will be serving Popeyes, but not the chicken sandwiches, of course, because, you know, they were sold out. So if anyone's been to Popeyes, apparently that was supposed to, that was the funniest thing we're we've lying. Ever written on Twitter, by the way.
This guy's the next president of the United States due to his Twitter savviness.
12 likes, people. 12.
Oh shit.
I guess 12? 13, Bob. Or, you know, different show.
Comments.
Same show, right show.
4 comments.
Nice.
All right, 4 comments.
Dude,
thanks for
virtually
listening.
Trending.
Here we go. Fuck Twitter. Fuck you. World War III, hope it doesn't happen. Closing out the show.
Jeff Bezos funded World War III.
When this takes place, thousands of tons of atomized earth, stone, brick, and steel are sucked up into the mushroom cloud.
Humanity is teetering dangerously close to the apocalypse. At least according to the group of scientists that manage the iconic Doomsday Clock. This year, the hands of the clock were left unchanged from 2018, remaining at an unnerving 2 minutes to midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists Group created the Doomsday Clock as a symbolic timepiece that represents humanity's perceived proximity to a human-caused apocalypse.
more rhymes, you think it's gonna stop. The dollar's going down and the crime rate's going up. The Russians say they don't want war, that's cause they're on the top. You ever really stop and think it's never gonna stop? I don't wanna go, I don't wanna die, so drop the bomb this time. Let's drop bomb, let's drop bomb, let's drop bomb this time. Everything they say, do you know it's all a lie? They lie to me, they lie to you, they got their reasons why. You're either off with them, or else you're not at all. They'll take away the 10-9, and back against a wall. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna die, so drop the bomb this time. Let's drop bomb, let's drop bomb, let's drop bomb this time. Everything they say, do you know it's all a lie? Let's drop bomb, let's drop bomb, let's drop bomb this time.
World paranoia, war is almost over. Ha, 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 ha.
The silver moon
Jupiter collides with Mars, and out of the darkness, spirits roar to cast revenge on the earth once more. The leaders of the world are hypnotized by wizards, dark and in disguise, brought to earth by an evil hand to devour souls in a brand new land. They make the leaders think the war brings peace, and now comes the one with the mark of the beast. There's evil behind closed doors in the year of 1984. Life is a game of business, and in the end we fight. The new young and old are bought and sold, and everybody thinks they're right. War is a game of business, a game we shouldn't play, because men with guns killed all our sons and blew us all away. Too soon, two different wars fought on the moon. One put craters on it first, then we blew it further in the universe. Both of these were nuclear wars, breaking universal law. Then falling stars and meteorites dropped to earth by day and night. Twisters, earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, droughts, and torrential rain. Then one day, the UFOs came to see the whole world explode. We will pay our ultimate price, and a lesson is to be learned. When we play with nuclear fire, everybody's gonna get burned. Cause war is a game of business, a game we shouldn't play, because men with guns killed all our sons and blew us all away. So let the music play on. Between the boundaries of time and space was the planet Earth and the human race. A world alive and centuries old, with veins of diamond, silver, and gold. Snow-capped mountains overlooked the land, and the deep blue sea made love with the sand. Full-grown strands of evergreen hair kissed the sky with the breath of air, where exotic fish once swam in the sea, and the eagle soared in the sky so free. But the foolish clan that walked the land was the creature that they call man. They're cannibalistic, paranoid fools, tricking each other with games and brews, training their men to kill and fight, moving and steering their mechanized might. The only thought that men had in mind was to conquer the world and the rest of mankind. And with the thought that they were right, they gave you permission to take a man's life. The ones you killed fought just as hard, then you even had the nerve to pray to God. But God don't wanna hear all your mess when you ain't the one that he laid to rest. The devil's children with no disgrace crushed and killed the human race. And while they got rich off the games of war, what in the hell were you fighting for? A silly ass medal, a stupid parade for all those innocent people you slayed? And after that you couldn't even get a job, cause fighting that war made you a slob. Sergeant and a major, a corporal lieutenant, titles and positions were all invented. You and me and all this mess are just a bunch of little pieces in the game of chess. It's all the same, the Third World War, a bloodthirsty massacre just like before. It's genocide, 3 billion tears feeding on the war every 20 years. Then one day, we heard the sound of the whole damn world tumbling down. Just one big boom, and what do you know? The world is a ghetto, high and low, crumbling buildings all around. Man's creation burned to the ground. Chaos, panic, fear, pain. Days of radioactive rain. Grotesque figures burned alive, miraculously seen to survive. Everything of reality is a science fiction on TV. Mutant dogs and saber-tooth rats eat men with guns and baseball bats. The dead won't die, the rooted won't cry, and everybody's asking the question why. Until scores of millions walk from the city, and thousands more went underground below with their heads held down in their own pity, wondering where they do not know. Cause in this game, we had a chance, but we blew it for cheap thrills and romance. Maybe one day we'll get another play, but until then, remember what I say, because life is a game of business, and in the end, we fight. The new young and old are bought and sold, and everybody thinks they're right, right? War is a game of business, a game we shouldn't play, because men with guns killed all our sons and blew us all away.
But not only that, rock! Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, Paul!
Rhyme.
And treason.